Blog Talk Radio.
The real issue as you pursue the glory of God, can you trust him when you cannot trace him? Child of God, there comes a time in your life you've got to declare a moratorium on your tears and declare, I've cried my last tear. Somebody looking at me right now is saying, Bishop Walker, with all you've gone through, lost your...
Oh,
Hallelujah. I'll tell you to praise him right now. If my friend, Pastor Marvin Winans, was here right now, you know what he would say? Ain't no need to worry. Who's the
God, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord, hallelujah, praise God. He is good, and he's good all the time. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites program coming to you live tonight on Block Talk, praise God. We come here to worship the Lord in all of his beauty, all of his holiness. Praise God, for he is God, and he commanded us to praise him, praise God. He said, praise him when you don't feel like it. Praise him when you do feel like it. Praise him for someone else, praise God. Just praise him in the beauty of his holiness, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Yes, it does, forever and ever and ever. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. God's favorites are reaching out tonight to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said anything that you're going through tonight, he said just come to him tonight, and he said he will give you rest. I can't do it. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. I can't do it. But I know one who can, and I can point you. I can show you the way to the one who can. I know one who can, and all you have to do is call up on the name of Jesus. And he said, when you call up on the name of Jesus, every demon has to flee. Glory, I love that part. I love it. The name of Jesus is so powerful. The name of Jesus is so wonderful. The name of Jesus is so awesome. Praise God. It's got so much power in it, the demons have to flee. Those things can't stay around you with the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the power that Jesus has invested in you, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Yes, he is. Praise God. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that we can come before you and call upon your name, God. Father, we're asking you to forgive us of our sins today, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we stand up on your word tonight, God, because your word is the only thing that can keep us, oh, God. Your word is you. Oh, God, you've given us all of you to call upon you, Father, to believe upon you, to trust in you, Lord God. Oh, Father. So, Lord God, look on everyone that is hurting tonight, God. Look on everyone in Florida tonight, God, that's hurting, God. Look on everyone, oh, Father God, that may have a need tonight, God. You said, Lord God, to call upon you, all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden, to call upon you, you will give rest, God. And you are not short of your word. Father God, some mother may have lost a son to drugs, a daughter to drugs, prison walls, oh God. Oh, Father God, there are so many hurts and trials and tribulations that we may face in this life, oh God. But God, you know them all, God. We just pray for the salvation, oh God. That's the most important thing because you will heal the hurt. God, we just pray for the salvation of the heart of your peoples, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that they have come to you, God. They have recognized this great Father whom we trust in, oh God, whom we call upon, whom we can rest in. Oh, we find rest and peace in you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Oh, you are peace. You are rest. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for every heart that's on here tonight, God. Thank you, Father God, Oh, God, Father God, whatever they are going through at this time, God, oh, God, just touch their hearts and give them the peace that passes all understanding, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you have loved us, oh, God, with an everlasting love, God. Father God, how you are no short of your love, God, for us. God, your love is everlasting from everlasting to everlasting. So, God, we can just lean up on that everlasting love, God. Oh, God, because we know we're going to come out strong. We know we're going to come out, oh, God. Oh, God, like pure gold, oh, God. And, oh, God, nothing will be able to withstand us. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for every heart tonight, God. Oh, God, have tuned in, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, oh, God, that you go into every home, oh, God. Heal, heal and set free and deliver. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father, for doing it, God, as we call up on you. Yes, Lord God. Oh, we come to give you glory. Hallelujah. We come to give you glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, while I am praying, I'm asking if there's anybody on tonight that have a prayer request. Praise God. Hallelujah. Press 1 right now. I'm going to ask Mother Stokes, will she be our prayer warrior tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. If there is anyone on that have a prayer request, praise God, would you please press 1 on your phone right now? Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is right here, ready, waiting on you to press that dial. Say, oh, I want you all to agree with me. Oh, what the Father can do for me. Oh, praise God and my family. Praise God. Someone you know. Sometimes it's not about your family. It's not about you. Sometimes it's about somebody you don't know nothing about. Whatever you have a prayer request for tonight, why don't you go on and press 1 on your dial tonight? Praise God. And let us pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to pray for you. Praise God. I see 2 hands up. If there are some more, please press 1 on your phone. Please press 1. Praise God. The first person we have is our own Minister Zadie Alpha. Would you go forth, please, and give us what's going on with your husband? Praise God.
Yeah, good evening. God bless you, Minister George, and all of us. I just like for you to continue to pray for my husband. He is expected to go to therapy, rehabilitation on next week. So we plan that he have a speedy recovery and return home. Amen. And I actually pray for my brother and also pray for me. I won't deny the fact that I'm still going through physically in my body, and I desire prayers and pray for my family as a whole, my little great grandchildren. They are out here and the ones that are out here. And I see a lot of stubbornness and rebellion and anger and bitterness in them. And I just ask you to pray for them, amen, for change, wholeness in their lives, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Can you hear me,
all
Sister
right.
Vivian?
We have, yes,
can you
hear I
me?
Hear
you.
We have.
Oh, great.
Yes,
I was
hear
on
you.
Mute.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
All right.
Yeah.
The next person is Minister Sharon. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to put my sister on the altar, and I also would like to put my sister in Christ, Papanisha, in on the altar for prayer for her and her children, and myself and my daughter and my grandchildren.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. All right.
Amen.
The next person is Minister Shawanda. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I just would like to lift up my son. I'm praying for continuous healing from his car accident. His kind of hurt him to breathe. Also continuous healing for my body. I am scheduled to go in Tuesday for a follow-up from my procedure. Also, pray for my daughter. She's under the weather, female issues. Praying for her health as well. Thank you.
Amen. Bella.
All right.
One is named Sharonda, and the other, this is Sister Shawan here, but the other lady was Sharonda. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this afternoon, another Sunday evening dinner with Jesus. We thank you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, for those who have came, Father, to this God's favor, Lord God. Minister George prayer line tonight, Lord God, and we come right now to lift Sister Zadie up and her husband, Father, in the name of Jesus. We've been praying for him, and we thank you for the healing that you've already done for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're healing from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, every area of his body, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, we pray that there would be a speedy this rehabilitation. He would not have to wait around, that they would send him to it speedily, Lord. They would have a room for him, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We understand they have to have a room for him. But God, you can intercede. You can do it right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. Lord, we lift up the wife. When the husband is sick or the wife is sick, both of them are going through, Father. And we lift up Sister Zadie tonight, Lord God. Oh, Lord, she's a powerful woman of God. We thank you that she's here from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, all areas of her body, and what she has to go through, all the stress, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, but God, you want to sustain Sister Zadie. So God, we thank you for your servant all the years that she been serving you. And Father, she give you your heart in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, I lift up Sister Sharon, Father, and her family. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the healing, Lord. They are healed in Jesus' name. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. You're the one that healed me. You spoke one word and you heal all diseases and all me all. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for her family, her children, her grandchildren, Lord God, and all of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And all those grandchildren and children that doesn't listen, all our families, Lord, Sister Zadie and Sister Sharonda. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, them little ones, I can see the anger on their faces myself or my own grandchildren, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you remove that anger from them, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you let them play together and not want to hurt each other, oh, Father. In the name of Jesus, that they will listen at their grandmothers, what she teach them and tell them, Father. In the name of Jesus, they there for the vacation, Father. They will learn something in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, I lift up Sister Sharonda, Lord, and I lift up Josh, Lord God, her son. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for him. We thank you that you, Lord, you saved his life, God, in an accident, Father. We thank you, oh God, that she said the man hit him in the back. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you did not take him right then. So, God, we thank you for the healing that you're doing. Even though that he's hurting right now, Father, I know that you're a healer. I've been there before, and I know what you can do, Lord God. So we thank you for the healing that you've already done and that you're going to do continuously, Lord God, that he is healing. Lord, my daughter, continue that infirmity that she has in her body. Lord, we thank you that she is healed. In Jesus' name. And Sister Shawanda being the backbone of her family, Father, I thank you that she is healed. She's healed in Jesus' name. When she goes back to the doctor, that everything will be all right. She will be continued healing, Lord. And I lift up Mother Patterson also, Lord God. We thank you for her, Father. We thank you for her healing. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen.
And one more, pray that I'll find the air conditioner man to come in here and fix my air conditioner because all my carpets is flooded with water. The man been promising for a whole week, so I'm going to have to go find somebody else. So that's telling me he's not going to come. So pray for me. I got to go find the air conditioner for tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, you know the problem that just about Pastor George is having with getting someone to fix her air conditioner, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, send someone who know what they're doing, who don't want to charge money and don't fix it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you know how carpet is wet. God, you know all about it, Father. You know where the air conditioned people is that fixes the air conditioner. So, God, I thank you right now that you're giving her a revelation tonight. When she wake up in the morning, she will call somebody else and she'll call the right person, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I wish my son was down there. He had to fix that air condition for her today. Oh, God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord God. I wish he would come to New Orleans, but we not. Lord, I thank you, God, that her air condition will be fixed and that she will not, her house will dry up so she won't be getting colds and inflammations in her body. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother Stokes.
And everybody who's on the line, agree. Oh, it hurts so bad with everything, but when the air condition is wetting up your throat, you know you get arthritis and colds and inflammatory allergies and all that stuff. So at least
that's right.
Touching the green right through right now. That tomorrow morning you will have someone. On tomorrow, they will come right out and fix that for you.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm hoping I can find somebody come right out tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I done took up the rugs and washed them and praise God, but the carpet is soaked. So Lord is in control. I'm not going to worry about it. I ain't canceling no show. I'm going on in Jesus' name. Whatever the devil trying to do, I ain't crying no tear.
Amen. Amen.
I played that song tonight. Oh, praise God. Sometimes there's reasons I play certain songs, praise God. And tonight I want to talk about, glory be to God, I want to talk about the trials. Why do we go through trials? Praise God. We're going to always go through trials. And the Bible said it, and not me saying it. You're going to have some trials and tribulation in this life. Just get ready for it. You're going to have, and if you haven't had some, you're going to have some. Because it's the word of God. So when trials come, we don't be ready to give up. Praise God. So the title tonight is, what am I going to do when trials come? Praise God. And there's a reason for them. There's a reason for everything under the sound of my voice. There is a reason. There's a reason why we cry. There's a reason why we hurt. There's a reason why things happen like it did in Florida. Praise God. There's a purpose and a reason. And I know lots of people want to, when trials come, they want to do lawsuits and all of that, and they sue people. But don't you know that God knows? Don't you know every trial is for a reason? Don't you know God could have stopped that and protected all them people from getting killed? But God said there's a time for everything. So, number one, trials strengthens our faith. Somebody down there or somebody somewhere in this country, their faith is going to be strengthened. It's for somebody. It's for somebody. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials. But we know that they are good for us. They help us learn to endure. That's Romans 5:3. They help us. Trials help us. It's something So we had to straighten up, y'all. We're not going to little BB babies just crying. We're going to strengthen up in the trials. Trials and sufferings burn away self-reliance and promote reliance on God. That's who we rely upon when we go through trials. And we call upon the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I heard one pastor say, I called upon him and he heard me. Glory, hallelujah. That's what David said. Trials help us to look forward to the glory we will experience when Christ comes to restore us. Trials in our lives come. They're going to come. In his kindness, God called you to his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. After you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. That's 1 Peter 5:10. See, God knows you're going to go through trials. So he got his word here to help you when you're going through them. That's all right, y'all. God is everything. Come on, sir. He's my everything. You know that song, He's My Everything? He's my everything, y'all. So I don't have to, trials hurt. I'm not going to tell you don't cry. I'm not going to tell you it don't hurt. I'm not going to tell you. There's a purpose. There's a purpose for the trial. Praise God. Trials and suffering teach us not to be so comfortable or dependent on this life. See, we just think we don't supposed to have it. We think we living so perfect. We think we are all that. We think we just look at ourselves, all about me. I know I live the old coming life. God didn't say that. He said you will have trials and tribulations, but he told you to be of good courage, for you shall overcome them, because he going to help you to overcome. Praise God. Trials expose a deep vein of patience in us. God looks on the intent of our hearts. He knows what the heart can take. Oh, my God, come on, somebody. This thing has been ringing. God knows. Oh, my God. He knows how much your heart. He knows your feelings. He knows everything about you. And he's not going to let no more come upon you than you can bear. Praise God. Hallelujah. The scripture said in Galatians 5:22, but when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. When the trials are coming, God is trying to do his perfect work in you. He's trying to produce all of this and most of all love. He just want to teach you how. It may be somebody done hurt your feelings. But what God is trying to do is produce his love in you. That love that will spew out of you that you can forgive. Forgive. And forgive. Forgive and forgive and forgive. Forgive, I say that love, like I'm stuck on one, can't you see? That love, that where you will forgive and forgive and never stop forgiving. So love worketh all these things. You're going to be kind to that person. You're going to be patient with somebody. You're going to be kind to somebody, and you're going to show goodness and faithfulness with them. You ain't going to give up on them. Praise God. Trials and suffering are the only way for us to develop patience. Praise God. We want his way. And that's what he wants in us, y'all. He wants this in us. So we got to desire. We got to desire God's way. We got to desire his way, his love. Praise God. Trials. The trials of life. This is life. Trials help us to resist worldly desires, to resist the things of the world that we don't need, that we lust after, that we don't trust God for. We think that we can just go and do it ourselves. No. God don't want us after the worldly things. He wants us to rest in him, what he gives us. He gives us what's best for us, he said in one scripture. He knows what's best for us. So we want to take it into our own hand. We want to handle it ourselves. We want to show somebody else. We don't have to show nobody nothing. We can let God do it. Let's live the life of love. Praise God. Then let's look at a scripture. Since Christ suffered physical pain, you must arm yourselves with the same attitude he had and be ready to suffer too. For if you are willing to suffer for Christ, you have decided to stop sinning. That's 1 Peter 4:1. If you are ready to suffer, not complain, not give in, if you are ready to suffer for Christ's sake, you won't look at the pain, you won't look at the harsh feelings. Look, you know what he said. He said, if they despitefully use you, turn the other cheek. If they slap you in the face, and he don't mean literally slap, he means this trial that comes, that it make it seem as though that you've been slapped in the face by somebody. You hurting so bad until you want to lash back. You have gotten past that because you are trusting God to help you to live this life in this world of sin where there is trials, where there is pain, where there is hurt. Praise God. There are many hurts going on in this land. There are many things going on every day. People are facing many trials in different ways and different forms. We must face that there are things hurting other people different than is hurting us. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't like to face trials. But if we follow the word, God teaches us how to face trials, how to go through them, how to love in spite of. You are my sister. You are my brother. And I'm going to love you no matter what. You are my sister. You are my brother. And I want to help you. And if I see you laying in a ditch, I want to pick you up, clean you up, keep you here with me until you can fly again. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are my sister. You are my brother. Obedient to the word of God that teaches me and admonishes me how to love you, because I can't do it within myself. I need Holy Spirit. I need him to lead me and to guide me and to help me. I cry out for his help daily, I need your help, Lord, in so many ways. I fall. I come short. But with him, I can do all things. So that word says trial and suffering help us to see the fruit of worldly desires so we can devote ourselves to God. Trials help us to see the things of the world, the things that are wrong in our lives, the things that upsets us where we just bottle up like ants and get angry with each other. We can get past that. We don't have to go there because of the love of Christ that rules and reigns into our hearts. The pure love of God. Oh, praise God. I love Jesus because he first loved me. Oh, and now look at all of you, all that he has given to me to love. And all those that I don't see to love, oh, praise God. Just to keep on loving, praise God. To keep on reaching out to you every Sunday night, praise God. Hallelujah. It's my love when I heard him say, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Oh, praise God. It was you. I didn't know you was going to be on at this time. But God knew. God knew. Hallelujah. I didn't know. But look at the blessings of God bringing us together as one in Christ to love one another. Praise God. To reach out to one another, to pray for one another. Somebody is going through trials on here. I just heard during the prayer time, praise God. Somebody is reaching out because they are hurting. You think Minister Zeta is not hurting because her husband is in the hospital? She wants him home where he belongs. Minister Shawanda, her son, she wants his salvation most of all, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We reach out to one another in love. Praise God. And Minister Sharon, she even asked for prayer. All those that wasn't even mentioned. We still reach out to you in prayer and say, Lord, cover everyone that's on tonight with your precious love. If you understand, I'm ricocheting back to love every time. Everything starts with love. Love. Love for one another. That's what he said. Trials can bring rewards from Jesus. Trials can bring rewards from Jesus. Let's look at the scripture here. God blesses the people who patiently endure testing. Afterward, they have received the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. That's James 1 and 12. And also see Romans 8 and 18, 2 Corinthians 4 and 17, and 1 Peter 5 and 4. God blesses whom he chooses. And God blesses when he knows your heart is right toward one another. He wants to, it's his good pleasure to bless you. It's his good pleasure to bless you. Trials and sufferings are sight compared to the eternity of joy that we have been promised. God has promised us through trials that he will bring joy for mourning. He said, I'll wipe away every tear from your eyes. Trials. Oh, yes, I know that they are hard sometimes. Tell you, I've been there. I've faced some trials. and still faces trials. I don't know why people think that we're not going to face trials. We're going to face trials now, and we're going to face trials as long as we are here. But we are to press on toward the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. We are not to give in. We are not to bow. God does not want us to bow. It's the enemy that bring the trials upon us. Can you imagine? Praise God. The trial that when I think about all the men of old, especially Job, how the trial came upon him. When this man of God thought he was working so, walking so upright before God, and God allowed all this to come upon him to wipe out everything that he had. Do you think about it? When you go through a trial, somebody else that's going through a trial that's a little bit worse than you are, there's somebody else's hurting. God allows everybody's hurt different. Nobody hurts the same way. I'm not going to feel the way you feel, and you're not going to feel the way I feel when I'm going through a hurt. God made all of us different. He made all of us. So when we go through our trials, and when we go through all our hurts, when we shed our tears, they are tears of joy. God is going to bring us through. You don't have to worry, as the song said earlier. You don't have to worry. You know, God tells us in his word so many times, worry, don't fret, fear not, for he'll be with us. Even through the trials, he's right there. But if we give up and give in, that's when it hurts a little bit harder, because we are not trusting in the one that loves us so much. God loves us so much, more than we can even ask or think. The reason trials in our lives is to make us stronger, to make us to trust God more. He is God Almighty. Sister Jackie Keys, I'm going to ask you to sing us a song at this time. Praise God. As we go through our trials in life, we ask the Lord to help us, and to strengthen us, and to lead us and guide us in everything that we go through. Praise God. At this time, Minister Jackie Keys, go forth.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I never know how much it costs to see my sin up on that cross. I never know how much it costs to see my sin up on that cross. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Call upon the name of the Lord and and be saved. Amen, amen.
Amen. Just a quick reminder, on Saturday is prayer time. We will be praying. We ask all of you that can come on at 10 o'clock for prayer. We need to pray. That's one thing God has told us to do. Man ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. So join us on Saturday morning for 10 o'clock. Remember the other programs that comes on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Zadie Alford and Minister Janice Williams. And also remember the prayer request. Also remember that you can go back and listen to these programs on Facebook if there are any program you want to listen to, or else in the archives. You have to pull up Block Talk Radio under Vivian George and go into the archives, and you can listen to any program that has been posted on there. Praise God. Also, that you are, this program is being heard in all of the United States, the UK, France, Australia, Saint and the Grenadines, and South Africa. So we just want to give you a little bit listen where some of these programs are being heard. Praise God. Hallelujah. I unmuted somebody else to sing. Where was I? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for each one of you. Praise God. So I am going to ask Minister Gwen, can she give us a song at this time before we go out? Praise God. Hallelujah. If she is not there, I'm going to go up here to Minister Shawanda. If she's here. Go ahead, Minister Shawanda. Minister Shawanda. Does anybody have a question before I go on to the next song? Do press one on trial and hurt.
Minister, Pastor George, this is Minister Bernardo. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to say what a blessed service once again that you have presented to us, that God has used you in a mighty way.
All right. Can you give us a song at this time?
Yes, ma'am. With the help of the Lord, I'm still dealing with this bronchitis, but I'm healed by the blood of Jesus, by his stripes. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Amen.
Amen.
So Catherine, would you give us a closing song? All right. Praise God. You know, when you're going through trials, we have to praise God in the midst of things, you know. And Minister Zadie, do you have a song there, please? Minister Zadie, do you have a song? Praise God.
Hallelujah, well, anyhow. Never let life troubles get you down. When life problems come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Yeah, but let life's trouble get you down. When life's problems come your way, hold your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Just say hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Say hallelujah, anyhow. Just say hallelujah, anyhow. When life troubles come your way, pour your head up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow.
May you be blessed in your morning, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. May you be blessed in everything that you put your hands to do. And may you come back and join us next week at the same time, at Saturday morning especially. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, Sister Bowman, I just looked over you, didn't I? I'll get you next time. Hey, Sister Bowman.